debt. You got to go to bed thinking about it. You wake up thinking about it. Here's the truth. The system traps you in debt. High interest credit cards and loans make it nearly impossible to pay off your debt. And don't forget insane inflation. That keeps you stuck paycheck to paycheck. Done with debt is your lifeline. Done with debt has an ingenious new strategy to help you erase your debt faster and easier than you ever thought was possible. Done with debt analyzes all the debt options you qualify for. They know how to reduce your bills. They know how to get interest rates cut. Their skilled staff of negotiators know how to get the debt out of your life permanently, without bankruptcy and without a loan. Done with debt are the experts in brilliant strategies for eliminating debt. But you need to hurry because some debt solutions are time sensitive. So here's how easy they make it. Go to donewithdebt.com. That's donewithdebt.com. Again, donewithdebt.com.
This holiday season, I'll be giving thanks to all my friends at Manscaped. You know, everybody loves turkey and stuffing, but you'll be looking like the dessert with the help of Manscaped's Performance Package 4.0. The leaders in below-the-waist grooming have now blessed you with the ultimate Thanksgiving dinner topic. Tell your in-laws about your new cutting-edge ball trimmer and gift yourself or a man in your life the ultimate men's hygiene bundle. Trim your pumpkins by going to manscaped.com and using promo code Bubba for free shipping and 20% off. No hygiene routine is complete without Manscaped's signature deodorant as well. It's a couple of swipes of this and you'll be feeling so crisp. Gifting Manscaped is the ultimate hack to become the family favorite. Again, 20% off and free shipping with promo code Bubba at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com. Use promo code Bubba. Be thankful this holiday season for the best gift of all from Manscaped. Your balls will thank you. Again, 20% off and free shipping with promo code Bubba at manscaped.com.
Clapping gaps.
It's been a minute.
It has been a minute, and I wish it wasn't. It hasn't been a minute. Oh, okay. I guess
your boyfriend is knocking on the window.
Which means we are officially recording. Right?
Is it a thumbs up?
Yeah, we're good.
Yep, he gave us a thumbs up.
Nice.
Man, a thumbs up from Blitz means something.
Yes, it does. It certainly does. But I want to get into... unfortunately, we don't really spend that much time together.
I know.
I wish it was
sucks.
Not the case, but it is what it is.
Well, I'm hoping that that's going to change, though, okay. In probably Q1 2023.
Okay. I'm down for that. Absolutely. But we did go over to your house.
I know.
For Thanksgiving.
And you came out alive.
I did.
You did. And you liked the food.
I loved the company more than anything.
That was the best part. Better than the ding dong cake.
No. Well, we'll get into the ding dong cake. That was life changing, honestly. I will never not talk. Like, you're going to have to make that again.
Well, your birthday's what, May?
Yes.
So I'm making
ding dong cake for perfect.
I might have to make one before.
Okay.
But I actually thought about making one and bringing it for the Bubba internal white elephant, just kind of surprising you guys with it and showing up with it.
You should.
I think
you should. I was going to invite you to that, but I wasn't sure if, I don't think Bubba would mind ever, but like,
right.
It's not my place to invite
right.
people.
And you know how he can be. If it's not his, I get it, you know.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to overstep because I'm technically... not a part of the show, but M when it's convenient, but or when it works out. You
right,
know, I mean
right,
that in
right.
a good way. So I don't want to. I want you guys to have your little camaraderie. But how does Bubba mispronounce it?
Camaraderie.
Camaraderie.
Yeah, now I say it dumb too. I have to think about it for a second.
I don't
before
know
I say
why that
loud.
Just pisses me when I hear him, which is so stupid because obviously I know his shtick and I know, you know, he's my brother. But when I hear the Elions and the Ron DeSanto, I mean. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I'm a grammar like.
So is he. So he claims. You know, he'll be like when people say
clearly.
I've seen it. I'm like, yeah, but they also pronounce words right.
Yeah. They also don't say Elon Musk.
Right, right. And it's like you said, you know, it's a shtick. So.
But anyway, sorry, I digress to camaraderie. I don't want to
impose yeah.
on you know some little synergy that you guys want to end the year on a high note and probably have a little. You know,
yeah,
in her office.
What I realize is sometimes I get a little overzealous and I'll invite people to things that it's really not my place to invite
well,
them
so
to.
So does he. I mean,
we had
Alex Stein coming to my house for
that's
Thanksgiving.
A great point, Tara. I'm
Come
glad
on,
you brought
Anna.
That up. I got some Botox at Dan's on Tuesday.
What? I can't remember the last time. Like, I don't.
I know.
Are
and
you
I'm
serious?
So. Yes. Because I'm in a wedding. I'm in a wedding on December 11th. Like, in the wedding.
Wow.
And
here
so,
locally?
Yeah, Land O'Lakes. Not too far from you. Probably like 10 minutes from your house, 15 minutes from your house.
So what did you get done? You know, I haven't, it's been a long time.
Yeah, I got a bunch of stuff here, the 11s, the hot dog buns here. I got, but mostly I was excited about, I'm beginning filler on my frown lines.
Really?
Yes.
And how was that?
It was great. I got a little numbed up and everything. But what
did
I,
Dan do it?
Dan did it, yeah. But what I was saying was that Jennifer, his like main assistant.
Oh, she's great.
She's
the
awesome.
Long,
but,
dark hair, like
yes,
the office manager?
Beautiful. Yes, yeah, the office she's manager. Awesome. She's fantastic. And she deals with all of our shit. You know, me, Bubba coming in, the scheduling. Can we do it then? Can we do it now? Can we do it here or there? So I invited her to Barb on Tuesday. And then leaving the office, immediately realized that I need to clear this with Bubba first.
Right.
So I immediately text Bubba. I'm like, Jennifer's amazing. Can we invite her to Barb? And he's like, absolutely.
Oh, da-da-da. Good call.
I'm like, thank
he
God. Because I already invited the bitch.
Right, right.
She's probably
right.
coming.
Oh my God. Yeah, that was a good, that was good, you know, strategy.
Yeah. So then if there's any crossover, it's like, yeah, it was like early December. Yeah, right. That's when it was my idea.
Remember?
Right, right. So I would love to see you for the white elephant deal.
Yeah.
I love Christmas.
What is it going to be like, wives and...
I think wives are invited. I know that Bubba is trying to get Jay to bring his wife, but
okay,
I don't think
yeah.
that will happen.
Oh, she's awesome.
I know.
She's great.
We did
All
Easter
of the
at the Diaco
wives are awesome. Mm-hmm. You did?
Yes, we did. That was really cool to just see the family dynamic. And
so we're all brothers there.
All
with
brothers,
their...
all wives, grandkids.
Okay, compare that to our Thanksgiving and our family dynamic.
Very different.
Formal and more.
It was and it wasn't. It was certainly more appropriate. It wasn't necessarily more formal because they cut on each other.
Okay, like
you know
we
mean?
Do. We do the same.
Right. Like their family, you know, Steve's telling Dan to shut the fuck up. Dan's telling Jay to shut the fuck up. Like, you know, that sort of stuff, which is fun to see.
Sure.
And you're dressed up. You have a few drinks. Like I'm hanging out with the wives. Like it was a really, really good time. But your Thanksgiving. First off the charts. Food was fantastic. Ding
Thank
dong cake.
You.
I will never stop talking about.
Okay. Well, I got your back on the ding
dong
cake.
Yeah. I mean, I liked the cream pie,
but I'm a
chocolate cake person,
yeah,
and that
me
was
too.
Next level.
And you know, I made it on the fly.
I know.
Like my mom sent me the recipe like the day before, and I saw the picture. I said, I am making that. She goes, wait until Christmas. Because, you know, we had pumpkin pies.
I was going to say.
We had the bundt cakes.
You already had to cook a whole other meal and stuff. So,
but there was something in me, and it was risky to try a new recipe before, like when you're hosting.
Because
what if it sucked, right?
Right.
And I didn't, it's not like I cut into it before anyone got there.
No.
That would have been really like PWT.
Yeah.
So I'm glad that you liked it. Like,
yeah.
I'm so happy. I think Bubba liked it. I don't know.
Oh,
I
he loved it.
Feedback.
We definitely
okay.
talked about it.
Okay.
And then apparently he was not very pleased that he didn't get enough of the cream pie.
Okay, first of all, I gave him three big ass pieces.
I know. I saw you put together his
And did you see,
his
mom was
leftovers.
In charge of his meat.
Yes.
Which I
Plenty
said,
of ham.
I don't want any of the ham. My mom's like, I want the ham. So remember, she was over boxing up his, or bagging up his ham and his turkey. I gave him like three sides of everything. Three portions.
Because just for him and little Erica, I think it was a giant bag, like a Whole Foods paper bag.
So I went back and listened to the replay show, and I heard him bitching that he got ripped off.
Yeah, with the cream pie deal.
I gave him three pieces, and my mom, this is what my mom said, bless her heart, I'm not blaming Janie Cakes because she is the best. But she said, remember, he's not feeling that well, so he might, you know, don't go overboard because he's really not eating. And I'm like, Mom, this is Thanksgiving. This is Bubba's favorite holiday.
Yeah.
She's like, well, you know, I'm just saying, don't go overboard. So I gave him three big ass pieces, and it wasn't enough.
No. So much so that I heard you made...
I made him another one.
Another one, and then dropped it off.
Yeah. On my way to a doctor's appointment.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You're a saint.
He's spoiled.
Yeah,
what
he sure
hell?
Is. And but that ding dong cake though. So not that I'll be expecting to see that anytime soon, but if it comes around, I might
drop it like before the white elephant so I don't like infringe upon party.
I think if wives are coming, you know, that's a little bit beyond the scope of the show. Like, I think that you're more than welcome to hang out with us because it's just going to be a hangout. I think the gift exchange is just among staff, but like,
of course,
we're going to have like the God cam up and just people like to just watch
is
us.
Is it going to be
stuff.
Like a live Twitch thing?
I think so.
You guys did that last year, didn't you?
Yes.
I remember.
Yes,
that.
We did.
That's
so,
cool.
Yeah. So definitely come by for that. Cake or no cake.
Okay.
Would be great to
I'll
see
try.
You. But let's get into Thanksgiving and some of the shit that went down. And I don't know how much we can say, so I'll let you take the lead.
Okay.
But
well, what is, well, obviously Bubba wasn't there.
Which I was really sad about.
I was too.
I love seeing Bubba, number one, and he's super fun. And then to see the interaction with like you and him.
Right.
And your mom and
busting
him.
On each other.
Yeah.
And
then
the
him and Tarek. Well, yeah. Even at your house, apparently, it's his meal.
Yeah, in his house, apparently.
Yeah.
But I tried to be the ringleader and like bring everyone into the conversation and stoke Aunt G to get her going. And I tried to, you know, be the quarterback as
yes.
much as I could.
Yeah.
And get her going. And she bites, I mean, every single time. Here's the cool thing about Aunt G.
Who I was a non-player character before. Like, he never talked about Aunt G.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, he may have, like, said, like,
right,
Aunt G.
Right, but, not,
but he never
right.
was like, this bitch is crazy.
Oh,
like, in the best way. Like, she's so funny.
And since we were kids, like, one thing, which is really interesting, because Uncle B is my biological father's brother.
Yes.
Right.
Half-brother, right?
Yeah. But yeah, that's a whole different
right.
Oprah show.
Another
but,
episode.
Right. But he also does not get along. Like, they have no relationship.
Right.
So Uncle B was always, though, when we grew up, we would come down here. Obviously, when you live in northern Indiana, coming to Clearwater, Florida is like the coup de grace. You know,
yeah.
it's utopia. So we would come down for spring break, and Uncle B was the tall, skinny, blonde surfer. And Aunt G was, you know, the little Goldie Hawn, cool bikini.
She does look like Goldie Hawn.
Oh, she,
yeah.
smoke show.
Yeah.
I mean, she's beautiful.
She's still, now, it's what,
right.
Going on 73?
Yes,
yeah.
yes. Still
she looks
gorgeous.
Amazing.
Great figure. Just funny. But they were always the cool hippie.
I can tell.
You know, just whatever, potheads. They didn't judge. They're just, yeah. they're just there for a good time.
Yeah.
She's always been that way. Very outspoken, though. Like, she has no qualms with stating her opinion, right,
mm-hmm.
wrong, or indifferent. This is how it is, you know, and to the point where it's funny, you know, you don't ever want to be on her bad side, but when she has your back, she would bleed for you.
Mm-hmm.
Just a great person. So she's always been that fun aunt. Uncle B has always been, you know, when we were in high school, we'd come down for spring break, my friends and I, and they'd let us stay at their house and buy us booze as long as we stayed there.
Yeah.
You know, they were the cool aunt and uncle. So fast forward to, you know, us moving here, we need to see them more, but, you know, they're always up for anything. They're the kind of people, even in their mid 70s, you'd call them and they're like, sure, we're down. We'll do anything. They're adventurous. You could always joke with her. Clearly, she gets Bubba's sense of humor.
Yeah.
She loves Bubba. Very protective of him. So nothing is off limits.
Clearly, yeah.
Right? And
uh-huh.
she'll just roll with it. Like,
mm-hmm.
That's what I love. She's a lot like Janie Cakes in that she just rolls with
and
it.
And they must get along so well.
Oh, they
like,
do.
Famously over the years.
Right.
And I remember I was a little bit confused, like, when we were all in the dining room, and I went back into the kitchen, and I was like, let me get this right. This is on your dad's side of the family.
Yeah, this is.
And you're like, yes, they both hate my biological father.
Yeah, my mom's ex-husband, it's his brother and sister-in-law.
Right.
So, and my stepdad's like, loves them. He thinks they're super cool.
Yeah.
We go to dinner.
It's so funny.
Out,
yeah.
Like, you know, and no one, like, we don't give a shit about the past or, you know, it is what we're all on the same page.
Mm-hmm.
And she's just, you know, you can talk, you could bring up anything from drugs, sex, and rock and roll. She's going to roll with it.
Oh, yeah.
Politics. She's going to tell you what she thinks
mm-hmm.
and move on. And she has an older sister. As you heard, there was like a 20-year age gap between her brother.
25,
I think,
she
yeah,
said.
Yeah, 25.
Yeah.
I think she was like a a menopause baby, where her mom thought she was going through menopause and got pregnant in her like mid-40s. So a huge age gap between she and her siblings. So her closest sibling is like 6-7 years older than her, like almost 80.
Right.
And she's a widow. Her husband passed many, many years ago. She's been a widow for a long time.
Like how long, sister. Roughly?
Her husband was a lot older than her.
Okay.
And so, I mean, as long as I've, I mean, probably 20, 30 years.
Wow. Okay. So a minute.
A minute. And she always lived in Chicago. Aunt G is originally from Chicago.
Okay.
But moved down here in high school when her family relocated down here. So her sisters were older. They all stayed in Chicago. But recently, like in the last 10 years, her sister moved down.
And they live together.
And they live close.
Close. Close. Okay.
But she will come over, like when they came to our house, she would go to the house and watch the dogs. Okay. I invited the sister, who's really cool. Obviously, you know, she's cool. And she decided she just wanted to stay. I guess she recently had hip surgery.
Right. I know she was in a walker. Yeah.
So she wanted to stay, hang out at their house and watch. She has a dog and they have dogs.
Okay.
So it kind of worked out. And she is super cool, too. Like, we've hung out with her, and she is the, clearly,
she
you can
hang.
Tell. Oh, man, nothing offends her.
Yeah.
She thinks Bubba's hilarious.
Okay.
She gets
That's
it.
A good, like, litmus test is, like, how do they feel about Bubba? Are they clutching their pearls, or are they laughing,
right.
you know, along with everybody else?
And, I mean, clear. I think it's fairly common sense to think that the majority of the family would have to understand his humor.
Yeah.
Because he's been doing this for 36
years.
6 years.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of, you know, they're wired that way as well. Obviously not to that extreme, but, you know,
they get
shocks
it.
Them.
They get it.
And we grew up busting on each other.
Yeah.
And, you know, so it's sort of in the family. So she, Aunt G, proceeds. We ask about her sister.
Right. And I'm being like, I'm kind of holding back because, you know,
right.
you got to let other people.
You're trying to read the room.
Yeah. I want to read the room, seeing what things are on limits, off limits. Like, I know the relationship I have with you, but that might be different
right.
than the one I have with Aunt G and what
right.
she thinks
and
is
my
appropriate.
Mom, and you still know Janie
yes.
Cake. I mean,
yeah.
obviously, you know, Janie Cake.
Yeah.
Nothing's off limits. She's
Mm-mm.
the greatest ever. But
so funny.
Yeah, you're trying to figure it all out.
Yeah.
I can understand as a guest where you'd be like,
I don't want to be like, yeah, Bubba on the fucking sex tape. And she's
right.
like, oh, you know,
what?
Why
are
we talking about that at the dinner table? You know, but I'll let you tell the story.
I mean,
but
right
my mouth
gate.
Was just agape. And I was, I think, laughing to the point of tears.
And
because
I was obviously instigating a little bit.
As you should.
As I should. But
yeah.
she offered, you know, I was just throwing some things out there.
Right.
To try to get the party started. And she just went
and took off running
and starts talking about. She goes, I am so damn sick of my sister trying to get laid. And we're like, huh? What? Wait, your 80-year-old sister? She came to me the other day and told me, I'm so fucking horny and I don't know what to do about it. That's what, and my, even Janie Cakes was like, huh?
Yeah, everyone's
that's,
head turned.
I looked at your face. I look at Blitz. And that's when I start unpacking.
Yes.
I'm like, okay, what? Yeah, you know, she hasn't had sex in forever, and she just tells me all the time how horny she is. And I'm like, wait, so she's almost 80.
Yes. In a walker.
In a walker.
And she's trying to get fucked by,
the
apparently,
neighbor.
Oh, it was a neighbor. I wasn't sure if it was like the plumber. It was someone
no,
that you guys had known for a long time.
I don't know this person, but it's a neighbor who they've been, you know, lived next to for 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
They're buddies. He's also a mechanic.
Okay.
And so remember he was going to fix the aunt's car.
And she was convinced
that
he wanted it.
Yeah,
yeah,
he wants to get some.
Yeah.
And trying to ask Aunt G, you know, how do I lay this down? And Aunt G wants no part of it.
Right.
She's like, I don't want you to ruin that relationship. And
right.
she's like, well, he's throwing it at me and I'm going to go get some.
Right.
And then they start talking about the logistics of just bending her over the walker.
Yes.
And yeah, I mean,
all the salacious things they were going to do to each other. And there was a.
I mean, it's you cannot make this shit
no.
up.
And then at one point, I think Angie was suggesting to the sister that she get one of those massagers.
Oh, that's what, so great point. So she said she keeps asking me, what can I do about it? And I told her to do what I do, get a personal water massage, you know, one of
those
the handheld.
Shower. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it takes care of my needs because your uncle has a bad back. And that's
yeah.
when I'm like, okay, I don't want to know this.
Yeah.
And she said that she sent my uncle over to install one.
Right. Yeah.
And that she gets free water. The aunt G's sister
yeah.
gets free water at her apartment thank God, because she's using that thing all the time.
Right.
But clearly it's not doing the job.
She wants the real thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
And do we know how old the neighbor is? Is he much younger?
I think he's younger, but okay. Probably not much.
Okay.
I think he's probably 70.
Okay.
She's 80.
I mean,
but can you imagine being 80
and being horny
and verbalizing that to a sibling?
I can't even imagine.
I think I looked at you and I said, Anna, please don't ever say that to me.
Yeah. No, I definitely never will.
I've never said that. I can't imagine going to one of my girlfriends.
Uh-huh.
Is that weird or is it me?
And to say that and be like, I'm so horny.
Yeah. What am I going to, what should I do?
I don't think I would ask the second part.
Right.
I can imagine maybe, saying the first part or.
I think that word, is it me? I think that is the corniest, grossest word ever.
Horny?
I hate that word. I don't know why.
What would you prefer?
I don't know. Worked up.
Okay. Gummed up.
I'm frisky. Even
okay. Yeah.
Thirsty.
Yeah. I don't think I would use that word either because it's a disgusting word.
It is stupid.
Uh-huh.
It's gross. I don't know, man. I don't know.
It's like a moist word. Like
yes,
there's something that.
I can even do moist over that because obviously I cook and I'm a baker. So I correlate that with, the cake not being dry.
Right.
But I know a lot of people hate that word. I'm indifferent. But for some reason, I can't even say that. It just grosses me out.
Yeah,
it reminds
it's crass.
Me of like some nasty pedophile custodian at the school that it was a creeper.
Yeah, the recreation center.
I don't know why.
It's a crass word. I forget where it comes from. Is it something to do with like toads or something?
Where does it come from? That's a great question.
I think it's something to do with like a toad. I can't remember why, but something.
Do you know anybody that uses that word?
Oh yeah. I mean everybody
for
on
real?
This show.
Like on the reg?
Not like any of my girlfriends, or if they do it, they say it like in a very cute way. They're just like, oh, I'm just so like something
oh
like that,
God.
But
let me tell you, if any dude came to me mm-hmm. and said that, I'd tell him to pack sand. Even Jason Momoa, well, maybe not.
Is that the guy? Is that the guy that everybody says is like the hottest guy on the planet?
The guy that like
Jason Momoa,
with that ass where he just stripped down like Aquaman.
I just don't. I don't know. Not that he's not attractive, because clearly he is. But I don't know. I like a guy that kind of looks a little funny. Not
I
like
mean,
like he
too.
Looks like if I look at Jason Momoa, I'm not like that guy's got a killer personality. Like I just feel like he's
goofy and funny.
Is he? Really, I don't think I've ever even seen a movie he was in.
The crazy me either.
Okay.
Me either. I mean, but the crazy thing is, I'm so drawn to intelligence
mm-hmm.
more than anything.
Yeah,
I really am. But for there's something about that dude. I mean, I think because he's so big.
Uh huh.
He's like 6'6" and like. 300 pounds of pure muscle.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. Just
he's a specimen,
just
no
a
doubt.
Big guy. I mean, that, I don't know what it is.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know what it is. As Joe Rogan said, I saw Joe Rogan stand up like a year ago when he came to Tampa and he talked about it. And he's like, man, I would want to do him. I get it. He's like, my wife told me, Joe, he's everyone's type.
Uh-huh.
There's just something about him, man. But
he's got a kind of unique, like, ethnic,
yes,
but not too
Hawaiian.
Ethnic. Right. It's like he's white, kind of. But
I don't even care, dude. Like,
he could be Asian. He could be white. He could be black.
Lenny
we don't know.
Kravitz is just as hot.
I heard he's smelly.
Well, Bubba said that because he met him once. I don't
okay.
care, man. There's, I would hose him down and go to town.
On Lenny Kravitz?
Oh, my God. God, yes, he's
okay.
beautiful.
Okay.
And I think that's the musician side because he's so talented.
Right.
But I'm really more drawn to intelligence. No joke.
Mm-hmm.
Over, even though my ex would never, I mean, that would never be indicative of my past choices, except my husband is very intelligent.
Yeah,
but
Tarek is very smart.
Yeah, almost like Asperger's Elon Musk. Like Tarek has a form of
for real?
Yeah,
Asperger's?
For real.
Like he's on some sort of spectrum? Because I can kind of see that, and I don't mean that in a
no, and I mean that as a compliment
in an insulting way.
And he's so intelligent that he doesn't always understand social cues.
Uh huh. Okay.
And he is definitely on the Asperger's. And Elon Musk again has Asperger's, and I'm extremely attracted to Elon based on
really.
Oh, and not physically, mentally.
I don't even think I'd be. I think he's too far gone on the spectrum side of things.
Probably.
And that doesn't mean I don't admire him.
Right.
That doesn't mean that he's not, you know, worthy of respect.
I'm fascinated, I guess. I'm
very intrigued by him, but I don't think attracted. I wouldn't say that.
Well, and I don't mean sexually. I just mean mentally. Like, to me,
like drawn to.
There's nothing more amazing than being drawn to somebody's mind.
Okay.
I mean, that to me is.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're a very cerebral person, so you definitely need someone who can match you in that way.
Yes.
But Tark is very smart.
Very.
And almost, I think that, like, I couldn't tell.
People don't realize it. And that's,
no, I do. But I couldn't realize. I didn't know if he's, like, has a really dry sense of humor.
Both.
Or if he is, like, a little bit. Okay.
Yes.
Because sometimes it's really funny when he says something outrageous, but it's like like
but
a deadpan
no
face.
Yes.
Right. That's funny.
And that's that.
And he knows it's funny because he said a few things like that were outrageous, but like he didn't react to it.
Yeah.
And then that was funny to me.
Oh, and that's him.
Okay.
And that's what drew me to him.
Mm-hmm.
And it took my family a while to see that. And Bubba sees it. I mean, Tarek is so, you'd have to be extremely cynical in order to be, I think, a part of my family successfully, especially married to me with Bubba, you know, being my brother. And Tarek's humor is, it's an acquired taste. You have to understand it.
Mm-hmm.
But when you do, it's like, wow. Okay.
Oh, he had me rolling a few times. Apparently he made you prime rib, but he only mentioned that
140
times. Yeah. He was very proud of that. He's like, that was the prime rib night. Remember I made you the prime rib?
He will wear you out on it.
Right, right. Prime rib.
And it's so crazy because, and I'll say this to him, and of course he understands my humor. And that was, I think that's, well, we were both very broken, I think, when we met, but there are multiple reasons why we're drawn to each other. Obviously, besides the obvious physical, but the sense of humor was and intelligence is just as important to him as it is me.
Uh-huh.
Like he could never, his ex-girlfriend was a total smoke show. And she was like, I personally believe that like U.S. Americans,
South Africa,
such
yeah.
as, and he like, that's not him.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that about him. He's drawn to that as well. But the social awkwardness he's Larry David. I mean, he gets himself in these LD situations that are so funny that, like, you witness some of it. Obviously, we can't, it's very inappropriate. We can't say, you know, the humor that made you laugh.
Yeah, right, right.
He's so smart sometimes, it's scary. Like, I'm looking at these algorithms that he's working on. He's on these call. He was on a call late last night with some guys in Singapore for, he's graduating next month with his double masters in data analytics and I don't even know. And so he's the lead on the project and it's all these guys in Singapore and I'm listening to the call, you know, and I'm thinking, oh my God, I really feel stupid. And he looks at me, he's like, I see you in board meetings and I see you address your company and I see you take the room and it's so like turns me on and I can't believe how smart you are. And I'm like, dude, I feel so stupid around you.
Yeah.
I'm looking at this screen that's just literally rows of, you know, numbers and letters and symbols. And he's writing these algorithms and it's like a different language.
Uh-huh.
And that's how he's programmed. And I'm so drawn to that.
Well, that's cool. Cause like your strengths are his weaknesses 100%. And vice versa.
And we learn a lot from each other.
Mm-hmm.
And he has really learned like communication and leadership from me. Like he's taking lead of this call and he's saying like stuff that he's heard me say.
Uh-huh.
Like, okay, so what are our takeaways? What do we do in action items? He's assigning stuff and taking charge. And after the call, I go, that was hot. He goes, I learned that from you. And I go, what?
Even hotter.
He goes, I learned so much from you. And I'm like, really? He goes, oh yeah. Like he sits in sometimes because he oversees our IT right now.
Uh-huh.
And he'll sit in, you know, board meetings or meetings where I have to, you know, be a little aggressive. I mean, I'm a different person at work.
You have to be.
And he's just like, and I'm like, really? Cause that's just who I am.
Uh-huh.
I don't think of it like that way, but he's like, I take mental notes and he does. And he's like, I've learned so much, you know, in terms of communication and management and leadership and business. Because that's how my mind is wired.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm also fascinated with science. I'm a big nerd.
Mm-hmm.
But I love art. So I've taken so many IQ tests. And I am like among the 2 or 3% of people, because you're usually wired, you know, left brain, right brain, right?
Uh-huh.
You're either like more of an analytical person
more
or you're more
creative.
Of a creative art. Yeah. And I'm literally 50-50, almost to the exact percentage. And that's extremely rare.
Huh.
Like, I love art.
You've taken a lot of IQ tests?
Just as much as I love science. Yes.
Does
oh,
that
yes.
did here's the thing. I don't want to take an IQ test because I don't want to be feel like I'm limited in any way. Do you know what I mean? Like, if I think it'll be higher than it turns out to be.
And a lot of them, listen, I don't really put a lot of credence in that, to be honest with you. A lot of them were for like projects related to not only business, but also like in grad school, you know, really more of like a science or like a social, like a experiment.
Okay.
And trying to figure out, you know, the left brain and the right brain and a lot of leadership courses. So I have more from an experimental academic perspective.
Did they differ at all when you took them?
Not
really.
Not too much.
So, which lends it to believe that it's like somewhat accurate, possibly.
Yeah.
That it's not like you scored a 20-point difference here and there.
Not a lot.
Okay.
Not a lot.
Okay.
And so I have been a part of a lot of studies because there's not a lot of people that score
pretty
the
evenly.
Way I scored.
Yeah, okay.
And pretty high.
Okay.
I mean, I don't want to say because I think it sounds so ridiculous and braggadocious, and I don't really believe a lot of that.
Okay.
But I mean, like the Mensa thing, you know, like that's real.
Uh-huh.
But I forget. I think we were talking about Tariq's intelligence actually. But I do think there's something to it, but I also think, you know, that there are some brilliant people that may not score, you know, average. I don't think that just kind of like an S. Are you a good test taker or are you a bad test? But even though IQ tests are in a completely different abstract, but I do think that there's some credence to it, but not
well,
a lot. There's some kind of like, I know this sounds really, it's a corny analogy, but if you think about birth order, like if you're the middle child, there are some similarities.
Yeah, birth order.
Birth order is
the,
big.
The
middle child.
It says, I think the more of the, I'm not articulating this well at all. If you're born first, you more likely have a higher IQ. That doesn't always
but clearly
have
not
the case.
In my family.
Right.
I'm
Could
joking.
Be a little bit of the reverse, but basically it's essentially the first baby sucks up all the nutrients, most of the nutrients that are available for brain development.
Right. Unless your mom jumps on a trampoline.
You know, that has something to do with it.
But, you know, the crazy thing is Bubba is so insanely intelligent. And I don't think
he
gets
says 109
for that.
Strong. That's what he says.
Yeah, it's way higher than that. I mean, he really, and you understand he's an entertainer, right? He is so much. And that is another thing that pisses me off, like with the mispronunciations. Again, I know that's part of the shtick, but he is so much more intelligent than I think anyone has any idea of.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, really.
I know he's smarter than he leads
next
on.
Yeah.
I mean, no doubt. And
it's
I think
like a,
that
it's like a beautiful mind.
Yeah. And I don't think that you can be funny and be dumb. I don't
no
think those
way.
Two things can. You can be like, I hate using this example. I don't really. You could be kind of like Hootie Hoo. Where you're just kind of a mess and that's funny, but you're not trying to make jokes.
Right.
But if you're trying to be funny and you are funny, I don't think that you can be dumb. I don't think that most successful stand-up comedians
They're
are dumb.
They're usually very, very
You have to be very observant. You have to be very socially aware.
Quick-witted.
You have to have a good sense of timing, which I think is
That's everything
that's,
in comedy.
That has something to do with intelligence as well, picking up on certain cues. So,
the way his brain is wired and just at the speed... You know, I think we're both 10 steps ahead of everyone. And I think that has really led to my success and without a doubt his, you know, just being so quick witted and being able to create comedy out of nothing and make it funny.
Yeah.
But I mean, there is some genetic, there has to be some, you know,
genetic component
without a doubt. I mean, you see you saw Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
I mean, even my uncle who was higher than a billy goat, I think he had an edible.
May have done a dab.
I think a big one from what I've heard. I don't know.
What I've heard from
I don't partake,
some sources.
But yeah, some sources, I think.
such as.
But exactly, for such as U.S. Americans. But just seeing the dynamic of the family is really, I, I love hearing your feedback because you are a complete, like, you know nothing about my aunt
yeah,
and uncle.
Yeah, total outsider. I'd never met them before. And then to walk in and not be, like, I was just like, oh, hi, Jeff. Oh, right. Hi, Jamie Cakes. And then all of a sudden, she's talking about her sister getting fucked over the walker.
Yeah.
I was just like,
literally.
Whoa!
Yeah.
And love
it. About BJs and showing the lipstick and getting it out.
I forgot about the lipstick caper.
Oh, yeah. She is the best.
She's funny.
And when I first moved here, my girlfriends and I would take her out and we go to like male reviews, strip reviews.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And she'd be up there. She does not. She's all about a good time.
She's not shy.
Not shy.
She's not shy. I think we should probably end there for this one.
Probably.
And hopefully we can get another one in a week or two.
Yeah. Hopefully maybe before Christmas.
Okay.
I don't know. I'll try.
All right. Thanks, Sarah. We'll see you guys.
Bye.